Welcome to the C3 Camden podcast. For more information about our church, please visit www.c3camden.church. We are so thrilled that you're listening today, and we hope you enjoy the message.
Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10, the resurrection. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And he is going ahead of them to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women quickly ran from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him and grasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and I will see them there." Hi, everyone. My name's James, one of the leaders here at C3 Camden. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Celebration Sunday. So many names for this Sunday, and it's one of the most important Sundays on the calendar, if not the most important on the Christian calendar. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about today. Unfortunately, we can't all be in a room together today due to circumstances, but at least we can still gather together here online. And hopefully some of you are gathered with family or with friends or with people in your gathering, just be able to share in this Easter Sunday celebration service together. Now, I've just read Matthew's account of the resurrection. And that's just 10 verses. And the accounts in the other Gospels are very similar in length, if not shorter. And to think just those 10 verses has a major implication on how we now view the Bible before and after these 10 verses. But then also the implication of these 10 verses at the time for the disciples and for the people, what the implications were for them, for everything that Jesus has done and said beforehand, and then all the texts in the Old Testament that they would have read in their ancient texts, and then the change that made going forward that has greatly impacted the whole world. So before I go any further, I'm just going to quickly pray for us, and then we're going to jump in, and I'm going to be looking at this question: why is the resurrection so important? So let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you. Thank you that even though that we aren't in a room together, that we can still get together. We can worship your name. We can experience your love and grace and the Holy Spirit. Lord, speak to us today. Get us ready for whatever it is that you have planned. And let's use Easter and everything that's come before this year as this major launching platform into the year for the amazing things that you have got planned for us individually and us as a church at C3 Camden, and that you have got planned for the church in our nation, in our community, and then the churches and the global church around the world. We just thank you. Amen. So as I said, I'm going to be looking at this question as why is the resurrection so important? Because I think it's something that if you are a Christian, you've been around for a while, or even if you're a new Christian, the resurrection is something that we're told, and that you are expected to believe, but you never told why. You never explained, or at least I haven't. I wasn't necessarily a lot until after sitting in multiple church services and doing different studies, that you really get to the grasp, the understanding of how important the resurrection is. And when you sit down and think about it, yeah, it makes sense. And hopefully today that I can hopefully talk a bit here and be very clear in some very simple thoughts, that hopefully then it makes, gives you this realization of how important today is and the reason why we're celebrating this. Now, yes, like, don't get me wrong, Christmas is important. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then Good Friday, where we celebrate, not necessarily celebrate, but in a way we do, Jesus dying on a cross. But do those days hold the same weight if Jesus doesn't rise from the dead 3 days later after Good Friday? All his teachings, his miracles, his healings, are they just some work of an impressive person? Because there were people at the time who were very good teachers and very good speakers that healed people and did miracles, but they weren't God. So would Jesus be seen the same way? Like, would we have this same understanding of who he was if it wasn't for Resurrection Sunday? And for Jesus, rising again 3 days later was just more than an action. It was more than just showing off and saying, look, I'm God, I can raise from the dead. It was a following on from his own words. It was following on from all of the prophecies that had gone through the Old Testament about the Messiah, the one to come, that will bring balance into the world, that will bring peace and love into the world, where God will really show his true character. And it's referred to in verse 6 where the angel said, he isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. So again, why is it so important? So all these things are just spoken about. As I said, like, it's something that any person can do. Like, obviously, all of us are born. All of us are going to die eventually, one way or the other. All of us are going, can do great things in our life. We can all be able to teach, and you could, I'm sure you could find this perfect person that could potentially meet all of the criteria. But Jesus rising from the dead is the confirmation that he is God. Even though the other people in the Bible had been risen from the dead, he is the only one that raised from the dead. That the resurrection was an action of someone else. It was his own action that raised him from the dead to show that he was God, to show that his words have power, to say that this temple is going to be pulled down and then 3 days later it will rise again. That Jesus, knowing that he was going to die, knew and said that I will be back in 3 days and I will raise and I will bring a new way of knowing and interacting with God. But it also brings more than just power to his words. It brings so much more for us that to know that all those people that were healed, all the miracles that were performed, that wasn't just done by some man. It was done by God coming down and showing love and compassion to heal someone who needed something. People who hadn't seen the whole, like, their whole lives, the people who could not walk, the people that had health issues, that Jesus healed those people. And to do that, he came down and was amongst them. He didn't do it from a distance. He didn't do it by just sort of, you know, saying, yep, sure, you can be healed. He came down and came alongside them and healed them and walked them through that. He performed miracles knowing that people were in a situation where only him there in that situation would have been able to perform that miracle. It was so much more than that. And he was more than just this influential teacher. God is now more than someone, Jesus is now more than just someone who was a great Bible scholar and a really good communicator that had this intimate knowledge of the scriptures. That this is now God coming down and sharing from his heart what the scriptures' true intentions were. He's coming down and really sharing what his true heart is for the relationship with him and his people, what he wants for them, how he wants them to treat others, what he wants for them to then in turn interact with him, and how he, God, wants to interact with them. It also then brings into context Good Friday, that he's promised to remove the barrier of sin and death. It's not just words now. By him dying and rising, he's taken the weight of the world, all the sin and death, and he's died. He's taken all that, all the pain and the punishment of that, and then he's risen again 3 days later to show that he had the power over sin and death. And he was able to rise 3 days later and prove that these weren't just words, that this has happened and he has done this. So now this brings so much weight. This is why we celebrate Jesus' birth, because we are celebrating the birth of God. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus, who came down and lived his life among us. As I said, this is why the resurrection has so much more power now. This is why the crucifixion has so much more power now, because it's not just an innocent person dying on a cross that shouldn't have been dying on a cross. This is someone who shouldn't have been facing that punishment, choosing to face that punishment so that all of us didn't have to face the punishment that awaits us with of sin and death. And then because of this shift, from hearing Jesus say all these things, it, for the disciples and for those around them and for Mary, that all these things start clicking into place. Oh, he was God. He said these things. That makes sense now. And you could just see the penny drop and the way then that the disciples move forward into the world with this boldness and the declaration that when Jesus appeared to them days later in the room and then gave the Great Commission and they went out and made disciples in the world, that there was this spark of, okay, we're not just doing this because this person has asked us to. We're doing this because this is what God is wanting to happen in the world. And I'm going to respond and I'm going to do that. So for us now, we know that Jesus is God. We get this opportunity to be able to read all of it that Jesus has said and done, and all the prophecies and all that's come before about the telling of the coming of the Messiah, of Jesus. And then to see that his teachings and then the outworking of those teachings by his people into the world, and the things that it still speaks to us today about. We understand why all that has so much power now, because this is something that is inspired and driven by God. It's not just some man-made thing. This isn't just something that we can just choose to take on. That knowing that Jesus is God, knowing that God loves us so intimately, how can we not want to just respond? How do we not want to just go out and worship? And the reason why we talk about this as Celebration Sunday, because it's the culmination of everything, and then the knowledge that today that Jesus just proved that he is God and who he said he was, that we just can do nothing but celebrate. And if we were in a room today, we'd probably sing 15 songs, worship and praise our hearts out, and just have the most amazing time, because we know that Jesus is God and he just wants to have this amazing relationship with us, and he's calling that for us. That he wants to be with us. He came down to be with those people who were hurting and broken, and performed miracles and healed people. For those who were seeking knowledge and wisdom and understanding of how to live out their lives, that God came beside them and taught them, and not just gave them a book answer, but then also gave them living, breathing examples of that related to their everyday life. That Jesus wanted to be as close and intimate as possible, because that's what God wants. He wants to have this close, intimate relationship with each and every one of us. This is the one that has the power now over sin and death, and has proved that. He's the creator of our world. So we can go out and boldly proclaim as Christians, and that we are followers of Jesus, that Jesus is God. And this is why we say the things we say, why we do the things we do, why that when things are going tough, we can still push through, and we still can call out to a God that we know is listening and caring and wants to help us through those things. Now, my prayer for us today is that we can come away with the knowledge of why the resurrection is so important, that we can go into our day today and just celebrate and thank Jesus that for today, and we can just worship him and say, you are God, you love us, and you want to be intimately close to us and want to have a relationship with us, and we want that back with you. And just give God the praise and worship that he deserves today. So I'm just going to pray for us in a second, but just a reminder for those who are new here, for those who maybe are hearing all this for the first time, or haven't really heard about a lot of this stuff before and just sort of stumbled across, please reach out to us. Please send us a message or link in our website, just to be able to be in contact. If you've got any questions or want to know more about Jesus, want to know more about us here at C3 Camden, we would love to hear from you. But to finish, I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray for each and every one of us here. And then we're going to go out and really praise and worship Jesus here on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday. So let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you that you came to earth fully man, fully God, and you lived the life of a human. That you were born, you grew up, you lived, you taught, you healed, and you were among the people. And then you died, and then rose again 3 days later. That you have experienced all there is to experience as a human. But you are God, and you want to step beside us and be with us in this journey. So I just pray today for each of us that we can just fully grasp and understand the importance of the resurrection. That we can fully grasp and understand that you are God and you want this intimate personal relationship with us. Lord, if we are further away from you, or if we don't know who you are and we want to know you more, that you meet us where we're at, that we just say, dear God, we just want to know you and start our journey, that you will be with the people that cry that out. For those of us who have call ourselves Christians, But maybe you're just hearing something new and afresh today, Lord. We just cry out to you and just say thank you. Lord, we just pray for each and every one of us that we can just go out and celebrate. And we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for Easter. We thank you for all that it means. And we just love you. And let's go and celebrate and worship you. Amen. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Easter. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. We pray that you feel empowered by what you've heard today. We hope that you can stay connected by following us online. You can find us at C3 Camden on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or visit our website at www.c3camden.church. You always will be.